Leila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Benavili Melech, Trumas Perik He Mishna Aleph, Sa'a Truma Tamea, Shanafla Pachas Mea Chulin. If you have a Sa'a of Truma that's Tame, that falls into something that's less than 100, now this Mishnah is going to be dealing with what we do with Meduma. So here we have the Truma falling into Chulin, but the Truma is Tame. Normally, the only thing a Kohen can do to Truma that's Tame is burn it. He can have benefit. But we're going to see in this Mishnah that he can't even do in this Mishnah, in this case. So if the Truma falls into Chulin, Ola Meiser Rishon, or it falls into Meiser Rishon, Ola Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Sheni, Ola Hektish or Hektish, Bein Tmei and Bein Tarm, whether or not these piles that it's falling into, whether they're Tamei or Tahor, you're Kavu. Since there's less than 100, and now the whole pile is Meduma, and the object of concern, this one Sa'a, is Truma that's Tamei, here you'd have to have it rot. You can't just burn the whole pile, because normally you are allowed to burn it. Normally when you have Truma that's Tamei, a Kohen's never going to eat it, he knows it's Truma that's Tamei, so therefore we allow him to burn it. But here the Rav explains that we would not allow him to burn the whole pile and use it as fuel, because if we would do so, he may come to eat it, because he's going to be less careful, because really he's going to say to himself, Midiraisa, the whole thing is batel anyway. It's only a din derabanan of meduma, and he's not going to be as careful, and he's just going to come to eat it. Therefore, we don't want him to burn it. Rather, we have him let it rot. Mishnah continues, im tahara haisa o sahasa. However, if this one saw was tahar, yimachu lekohanim b'dmei truma chutz midmei oisa saw. So the case that the Rav explains is that the tahar saw fell into a tahar chulin. So what you would do is you'd sell it to the Kohanim for a cheaper price, because Truma is less expensive than Chulin, because first of all, the demand is a lot less. The Kohanim themselves also had to be more careful when they ate the Truma. They had to be Tahar. The food had to be Tahar. So it's worth less. So you lost that. You had to sell it, except you had to leave over the one saw that fell in that you wouldn't get your money back for, because that you had to give to the Kohen anyway, so the Kohen actually would keep that portion without being part of the sale. Vim la Maisa Rishon Nafla, if this one saw of Truma Tahira fell into Maisa Rishon, Yikrashem la Trumas Maiser. So what the Levi would do is the Levi would give you in its place Chulin. So now the Levi's got this pile of Maiser that has your piece of Truma, your saw of Truma that fell in, and also the Levi also had to take off Truma's Maiser. So what he does is the Levi has other Maiser as well. So he takes the whole pile of Maiser, which is, let's say, 1/10 of what you had. So he's got this little pile, and he's mafrish the whole thing as Trumas Maiser onto his other Maisers. So that's what it means. Yikra Shem le Trumas Maiser. The Levi does that. Vimla Maiser Shenu le Hektish Nafla, Hare Eli Yipadu. But if it falls in, this one saw falls into Maiser Shenu or Hektish, so there's one extra step you need to do. First, you have to take off the Kedush of Maiser Shenu and Hektish, so you redeem it onto money, and then you take the leftover heap, and then you can give it to the Kohen. You would sell it to a Kohen for the price of Truma, except for the one saw that fell into it. Like we said in the previous case in the Mishnah. Vim Temeim Hayu Osan Hachulin. If, however, the heap that it fell into was Tameh, whether it was Chulin, it sounds like the Rav didn't have a Girs of Chulin. He had just Stam, Im Tmeim Hayu, because it also would apply to Maiser Rishon as well. Whatever the case is if the heap was Tameh, so you have this Tar Truma that falls into a Tameh heap, so the Truma you can eat as long as it stays Tahar. The Tameh they can also eat. However, they have to be very careful that the Tameh food is not Mitameh, the one Saw of Truma that's Tar, that's inside of it. So when you give it over to the Kohen, so these are the eitzes. So they would either eat it. The Rav says nekudim is dried out, klayos is roasted, or if they actually made it into dough, this grain, they would knead it with fruit juices, like the Rav says, whether it's berries or pomegranate juice, or yischalku leisus, or make it into very small batches of dough, where each is smaller, kadesh lo yeh b'makum echad kebeitza, like the Mishnah says, that in each batch of dough, there's less than the amount of an egg, because if you have less than the amount of egg, the Rav explains that it can't receive tumah or give tumah to other things. So therefore, when you do all these things, and you give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen does all these things, the one saw of chumah that fell in will never become tameh in these situations.